All right, so our listener Brett found himself in a reoccurring situation with his friend group, kind of wondering how to navigate all this. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys. Hey. Need you all to weigh in on a situation I seem to keep finding myself in.
Okay.
I roll with a big group of guys.
Okay.
I've known them all since grade school.
Okay.
We've had this tradition of meeting up several Fridays and kick off the weekend together.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys love bourbon. They throw back cocktails and order expensive stuff off the menu. I, on the other hand, usually have water and a sandwich. I've been sober for a year.
Good.
And every time we end up just splitting the bill to make it easier on the server, so my water and sandwich cost me about $100.
Mm.
This is getting out of control with the budget, and I didn't want to seem like a baby, but holy crap.
Okay.
I don't want my buddies to think I'm cheap, but that's just crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they all respect that I'm not drinking right now and are cool about it, but now I don't want to also be the cheapskate. And I don't want to just not go to avoid the situation. My girlfriend says I should just suck it up, roll with it. What do you guys think?
This just happened to me.
Did it?
Yeah. A few weeks ago, we went to a big convention, and we went to this dinner.
There are a lot of group dinners.
Yeah, there was a group dinner, a bunch of us, and it was a great little Italian place. The waitress was all like, hey, I'm not going to split your check, so you guys can work all that out. And I was like,
okay, then.
Okay.
She didn't even give you the option?
No.
Okay.
And so I'm just sitting there going, okay, these guys are
high rollers.
Pounding.
Yeah.
Like, expensive cocktails.
Yep.
They're ordering wine.
I didn't go to all these dinners.
And I literally had, like, a sparkling water and a little plate of, like, spaghetti. And they're getting steaks. They're getting all this stuff. And I'm like, I already know beforehand that this is going to get just shared, you know, that we're splitting the check. And I'm looking at everybody
like,
going,
hey guys, do you need that?
You?
Hey, did you want to just
I'm not going to finance your fourth cocktail, Robbie.
It was always Robbie's fault.
Listen, why don't you shift to water, okay?
Do you need
I will splurge every now and then.
Sure.
But in situations like that, I'm like, I'm on a budget. I don't want to sit here and drop $200
for my little plate of spaghetti.
For a plate of spaghetti
water.
And
yes.
A sparkling water.
Correct. Yes.
So,
and you're hoping that someone in the group is going to be like, oh, Ben, you don't have to pitch
in. Oh, Ben, you know,
oh,
no,
Ben.
No.
You don't worry about
you
it.
You know what? Just you know, give us like $30 and we'll be good.
Yeah.
No.
No. Nobody said that.
Nobody said
Robbie
that.
Robbie didn't say that.
Nobody said that. So, yeah. So
what about Keith? Keith say that?
No, of course not.
Of course
no.
Keith didn't say that.
No, Keith was making fun of me that I was drinking sparkling water. Hey, you pansy.
Yeah, okay, so we get it. Like, the pressure with the guy group can
yeah.
be high.
Yes. So, Brett, I feel you. I don't have any suggestions for you.
I had to pay $200 for your spaghetti and sparkling water.
I did.
Dang it.
I mean, it was a good plate of spaghetti.
It should
it was
be.
It was a plate of spaghetti,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know, 502-795-1997.
That's tough.
If you've got a suggestion on maybe how to do it, some people are rolling in. Hey, imagine ordering a $12 sandwich and accidentally financing the Bourbon Boys of America. But for real, I just slap a 20 on the table and disappear like Batman. Those are your good buddies. They should understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Just come with like the cash that you think will cover yours.
Yeah.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
And let the rest of them say, oh, I got to go, guys.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. So our listener, Brett, is all like, hey, I roll with the boys, and we do like a little lunch get-together thing.
Kick off the weekend together.
Yes, and
they toss back
kind
a lot
of a tradition,
bourbon.
And I'm sober, and I get stuck spending $100 on basically my sandwich and water.
Yeah, and he's just like, this is kind of getting out of control. It's a lot, but I don't want to seem cheap in front of my buddies. Lexi says, I don't know if it's just with the women that I'm with, because mm-hmm. we consider what other people are ordering.
Mm.
If we all get an entree and a drink, obviously easy split. But if that person got an appy and a water, it's like common sense to just let them pay for what they ordered.
Right.
Or someone will just put it on our card. We'll divide it up later. Everyone will Zelle that person.
Yeah. Some, like in some places, a lot of people are saying just ask the waiter or waitress to split the bill. I mean, some places just don't do that. Bert says, hey, any group of guys you've known for that long and can't say blank off, I got a sandwich and a water, are not that close.
Oh,
so
that is true. And he says he's known these guys forever.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
so you
got to be able to have that sort of conversation with the guys and go, hey, look.
Yeah, I got
jerks.
A sandwich and a water over
yeah.
here.
Hey!
Hey!
Andrew the Love Doctor sent us a voice note. He's not a real doctor.
Yeah, your listener earlier was exactly right. Bring enough money to cover what you're going to eat and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it on the table and be done. If they don't understand it, then that's their problem. That's not yours.
That's true.
If they're friends of yours for a long, long time, they're going to get it. You don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be a problem.
True.
Yeah, in this situation, don't take your girlfriend's advice, by the way.
Mm.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah, because the girlfriend said just suck it up and just keep pitching in equally like everyone
in
else.
In this economy?
Yeah,
no.
No. the cash thing seems to be like a good idea. Just bring enough cash that would cover what you order, put it on the table, and just be like, I'm out, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, and the fact that they know you're sober.
Right.
Like, that just seems weird, too.
Right, that someone isn't saying, oh, you don't have to pitch in for this.
Yeah, exactly. If they're just pounding bourbons and beers and all that stuff, and you're just over there drinking a sparkling water going,
Right.
Right. So, all right. So, to me, this should be an easy fix.
Yeah, just take cash. Bring cash, slap it on the table.
Be like, all right, guys,
your part.
You figure out everything else.
Yep.
Here's this.
Yep. There you go.
So...
And Cece's like, yeah, unless a girlfriend is going to split the split with him.
No, not even that. Like,
yeah.
No.
Like,
not,
how are you?
The guys just need to figure that out.
Shade at the girlfriend. Like, why do you not understand that that's not cool?
Yeah, well, they just need to figure that out. So.
Right.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Brett. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.